That is interesting.
Tassilia!
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness, Tassilia. Please do refrain from slouching in my attendance. It does poorly for both of our productivity.
Of course, Mistress Cesarian. My apologies.
Now, how is the data analysis coming along?
The air in the vault is still toxic. We're consistently pumping Jet Zero into there to no avail.
I thought as much. Put a halt to the process, then. We'll need the remaining nil element for the journey home. But fear not, my dear student. The goddess has seen fit to send us her aid in the form of this human. How is our patient doing, Tassilia?
It is working, ma'am.
He, my student. Human beings, unlike us, come in different sexes. For simplicity's sake, we'll stick with the two most prominent archetypes. There are the men, and there are the women. Male and female. See here. Now that he is undressed, we can see that he is one of these. The females of their species are more like us, and don't have this. Do you remember your lessons?
It's a reproductive device, ma'am. The male humans use this to impregnate the female humans.
Very good. A crude union, I grant you, and most of the act is a useless dissipation of energy. Ironically, it may now be the key to our salvation. We cannot return to the Empress empty-handed. We will not. We will recover the contents of that vault by any means at our disposal.
Yes, ma'am. In fact, I have assessed the scan results for the human. He appears to contain an element which may give us the ability to enter the vault unimpaired.
Well done. I know it to be true that he does indeed contain such an element.
Then we can extract it and use it to enter the vault.
Patience. We must first awaken the patient. Remove the sedative.
Yes, Mistress Cesarian.
Human, you are safe here. You appear to have crash-landed on this planet and sustained injury. Injury we have now seen to. It has been 3 days since we found you, though we don't have the proper equipment to scan the entire planet at once. We found you by happenstance. It's possible that you could have been lost for weeks before we found you. Well, whilst you might find our lack of attire strange, I assure you this is nothing out of the ordinary. We are Thresians, sir. From the planet of Thoris, yes. Nudity is our natural state, as we believe it is of all creatures. Hopefully this does not offend your human sensibilities. I'm glad to hear it. If you would please... Well, is it not best to treat a patient's injuries whilst said patient is nude? If you'd prefer us all be clothed, then I can fetch the clothes we found you in, for all the good it might do you, and my assistant and I could cover ourselves with towels. Though, as you can see, our breasts are rather large, and I fear a wrapped towel would only come undone. No? Right. On with the formalities, then. My name is Cesarian, servant to the Empress of Thoris. This here is my assistant, Tassilia.
Human?
We are what your people might call scientists. Would you be so kind as to state your name and rank for our records? Commander, I... Forgive me, Commander. It could not also be you who led the Kaverian forces on Malbar Prime in 2663? The same captain who sailed the conglomerate fleets through the Dara Penpor Nebula? The very same man who broke the siege of Therabor with the single ship entirely on a whim?
By the goddess.
I had no idea we acquired such a fine specimen. Well, I suppose we must explain ourselves now. Perhaps you'd even be willing to help us if we did. You, Commander, have found yourself on the planet of Barmesh, once inhabited by a species who existed long before you humans, or even us Thoresians. If you look ahead, you'll see a door. It is ancient and bars entry to those who fail to decipher the further ancient writings of its designers. Fortunately, my assistant and I are very clever and have worked that out. Beyond the door lies an ancient artifact of great value to the Empress we serve so devoutly. Unfortunately, we are still unable to gain access to what lies beyond the door. The area beyond is filled with the gas toxic to most species in the galactic. However, after scanning you, we believe that under the right conditions, you may be able to enter the vault.
The scan results suggest that you, as a human male, could survive the atmosphere produced by the toxic nerve gas behind the door, whilst in a state of, what you would call sexual relief, during which you should have a safe period of 30 minutes to explore what lies beyond.
Commander, denizens of all planets, every system in the galaxy, they know you to be a man of honor, strength, bravery, and compassion. A true paragon. Please, lend us your aid. Of course, our ship has long-range communication. We'll help you contact your crew from there, once we've gained access to the vault and extracted the artifact. Good. We are eternally grateful. Tassilia, please brief the commander before we begin. I will fetch the device.
Yes, ma'am. It is important to our mission that we maximize the amount of time you can spend in the vault. Of course, to do this, we are required to do all we can to maximize your sexual pleasure before we leave too. Here. The chart on this datapad shows the minimum amount of time we have estimated would be required to traverse the entirety of the interior maze. Indeed, there is a maze. We have discovered several ruins on this planet, and it is clear that the ancients of Barmesh took a certain liking to mazes. This chart shows the minimum amount of sexual pleasure required to create relief substantial enough to traverse the maze in that time. And here is an estimate of the maximum potential energy we believe we could be able to accumulate from you. Well, I was hoping you might offer some insight into that. What could we do to maximize your sexual pleasure? What usually starts you off? I knew male humans must become sexually aroused before being stimulated. How is that achieved exactly? I have heard the stories of you as well, Commander. I heard that you won the Battle of Marlborough Prime by employing certain, persuasion tactics against female soldiers on the other side, causing them to turn against their male comrades. I heard that the duties of captain during your voyage through the Dara Penpor Nebula only passed to you because you had pleasured the former captain so profusely that night before that she had become temporarily incapacitated. And if the rumors relating to the siege of Terabor are to be believed, the women of Terabor, both noble and wise, as well as handmaidens and serving girls, surrendered their conniving king to the enemies at the gates on a promise you made them. A party of pleasure. I can only presume from this that you are quite taken with the female form, correct? Well, we Thorigians do take what you would consider a female form. If my form, or I am sure that of my superior's form, may be of any use to this procedure, then we... By the goddess! Are you all right? Oh, my apologies. My wits escaped me. I know the human male reproductive organ is supposed to become engorged during states of arousal, but... Forgive me, Commander. I've never seen such a thing in person. Nor had I ever thought it would be so... large. I...
Right, Commander. I have the device and... Oh. I see you've managed to achieve full arousal. Team effort, huh? Commander. I have studied human genitalia and have had physical contact with such over the course of my current profession, which I have occupied for over 3 centuries. I must confess that many a human has failed to live up to your speed and consistency when it comes to sexual arousal. I am very impressed. And with you too, my dear assistant. However, our work has only just begun.
After the arousal comes the stimulation.
The device I have here is called a sonic screwdriver. I'm sure you'll have seen one like this before. Then allow me to explain. The device must first be attached to the subject's genitalia. Once this is done, said subject is scanned and the device calculates their maximum pleasure density. It does this by reversing the polarity of the neutron flow within the subject's testicles. Bullshit. Commander, I understand that this might be a stressful situation for you, but please refrain from having these unseemly outbursts. Yes, this device is very necessary. The only alternative would be you pleasuring yourself, and as gifted as you are, Commander, I cannot risk this mission on such a gamble. Another option. What is this other option? What? Bang. I do not understand. Will bang okay? Is this some common human phrasing? What is its meaning?
I think I catch his meaning, ma'am.
What? Tassilia?
Well, the phrase does imply a group activity. I think perhaps the commander wishes to simulate reproductive sexual intercourse with you, Mistress Caesarian.
Oh. I suppose that does make sense. To achieve maximum sexual pleasure through the act for which such is a directing resulting factor, it would allow for the resultant potential energy of sexual relief to become exponential to the energy of sexual pleasure, far greater than it would have been otherwise. It is ingenious. Oh, these are no confounded expectations, Commander, I assure you. If performed correctly, The procedure would most certainly allow enough energy release for 30 minutes of exploration time within the vault. Most likely even more. Commander, my assistant's form did not cause this initial arousal, did it not?
Commander, I merely stood here. I am not so alluring to you as that, surely.
My Tassilia, I believe at time you had some first-hand experience with alien anatomy. What better opportunity than this, Tassilia, approach the commander. Now, observe his genitalia. What do you see?
Ma'am, his genitals are very large indeed. I remember a reference book which stated that, on average, male human genitalia is only half this size.
Indeed. What else do you remember?
There are two main areas to the male human's genitalia. The penis and the testicles, of which there are two.
Very good. Now, dear, place your hand on the commander's penis.
Oh, I couldn't, ma'am. I've never touched one before. I wouldn't know what,
Tassilia? Please do remain calm.
Right, Oh, Commander. You're guiding my hand towards your... Oh, Goddess! Why, it's much larger than my hand, and it is so firm, so strong. Commander, I would not know how to stroke it unless... Would you... Could you show me? Guide my hand, I mean... Commander... Oh... This is how you like it then, Commander. You want me to stroke along the full length? Over the tip too? Okay, I can do that. And this speed is good? Okay. Oh, Goddess. Commander, are you alright? Am I hurting you?
Relax, Tassilia. Those noises the commander makes are simply an expression of his pleasure. There's no need to be alarmed.
Okay, ma'am. He really does seem to like it when I go over the tip like that. What if I stroke you here?
Expertly done, Tassilia. You're a natural.
I simply observed and reacted, my mistress, just as you've taught me.
Indeed.
Is there anything else I can do for you, Commander? To make your experience as pleasurable as possible, I mean. Am I still going at a good pace for you? You'd like me to go faster? Of course, Commander. You really seem to enjoy this, Commander.
Yes. An excellent start to this procedure.
Thank you, ma'am. And what was that, Commander? Battle tits. Oh my. Commander, would you like to touch mine? Oh, Mistress Caesarian, I think he means you.
Quite. Step aside, dear. I know exactly what it is the commander needs. Watch closely, Tassilia. Watch as I place my two breasts firmly around the commander's penis.
I see, ma'am. You will use your bosoms to stimulate him as I had used my hands.
Precisely, my dear. Now, observe our subject's facial expressions as I do so.
All right. What am I... Oh my, his face. It is contorting in quite a glorious manner. It is fascinating. Oh, Commander, you are grabbing hold of my breasts now.
Allow him to use you for his pleasure.
I must confess, ma'am. I had no intention of stopping him. The way he caresses them, squeezing them so firmly, and pinching my nipple softly. It is a most delightful sensation. His face is beginning to contort even more. His eyes rolling back behind his eyelids and...
Oh, dear goddess. Commander, I must stop you there. You look as though you're about to relieve yourself already. Now hold on, Commander. We must reach maximum pleasure density for this to work. Now where did I leave that sonic screwdriver?
Commander, I have a question. I wondered if, well... You seemed pleasured by my superior's bosom on your genitals. I just thought to ask. Do you not find mine also sufficient for such a task? You really think so? Thank you, Commander. I am truly honored. So then, you would allow me to also perform for you something better? Than what? Please tell me. I only wish to be of service.
Right, here we are. Just allow me to attach this device to your genitals, and... there. Oh, wow, Commander. You are quite something. It appears your opting for manual stimulation has paid off, as you are already very close to your maximum pleasure density.
Yes, Commander? Oh, you want me to touch you again?
Go on, my dear.
All right. I'll begin stroking again. Oh! What? You want me to use my mouth?
Ah. Oral stimulation. A sound strategy.
I think I can do that. Okay. Like this, Commander? Oh. You want me to put my lips around the whole thing? Commander, I'm not quite sure it would fit. It's too big. I'll try my best. I don't think I can swallow the whole thing.
Try again, Tassilia. Start slowly.
Yes, ma'am. Am I doing it right now, Commander? Good. I'm sorry. Oh, and lick your testicles too, Commander. Of course, I would be honored. May I start by only licking one at a time? Thank you, Commander. Mm. I'll keep stroking your penis as well. How's that? By the faces you're making, I can tell that you really like that. I suppose I do like the taste of your cock, as you say. I'll get back to that. Oh, my. No, Commander, you just surprised me, is all. Forcing me down by my head. Is this common practice? Yes, of course. I did try to get all of it in my mouth earlier. Perhaps you can help me then. Again, Commander, I knew I can do it. Again. By the goddess, I love sucking you. The feeling of your cock in my throat is exquisite. I want more.
Hold, Tassilia. Tassilia, hold.
But ma'am, I...
Do as I command, girl.
Fine.
It looks as though the commander is ready for the final obstacle. Me. Make way, Tassilia. I will proceed to mount the commander. You called me Battle Tits earlier, Commander. I haven't gone by that name since long before you were born. How is it that you know that name? Hold on. Let me just... There. Oh, by the goddess. Your penis fits me well, Commander. So, Commander, you say you found my name in the records. That can't be. Your conglomerate has no knowledge of pre-Starfall era Thoresian history. Let alone any knowledge of the delegation. I'm sure you do have your ways, Commander. Hands on my waist. But the Battle Tits Corp were few in numbers and short-lived. I am the last of them. Another, you say? Impossible. Had your way with her, did you? No. What you call sexual intercourse isn't an actively... commonly performed by my people. Least of all those amongst the Battletips corpse. It's not a means of reproduction for our people as it is with yours. We reproduce via headtails like the one cascading down my back. The only woman in our company who would go anywhere near a human man for such a purpose was Banara. She was known to spread her legs for anything that smiled at her. Humans, Zurians, Menacins, Banatari, Bug Men. It didn't matter the species, but you, Commander, you must have been the finest specimen she'd come across. Even just observing the proportions of your genitals, and the sheer size of your testicles. And I must say, Commander, the evident girth of your penis did not disappoint. Commander, I think you ought to fondle my breasts now. It will likely maximize your... Tassilia. Oh, my dear Tassilia. You were right. The commander does have a way with them. Yes. Squeeze them, commander. Feel their soft flesh brushed against your fingers and palms. Do you like the way I ride you, Commander? My pussy writhing and pulsating on your cock. Yes. Banara did teach me those words. She taught me another word, too, Commander. The word come. By its barren contextual definition, she told me, and many of the other girls, much less experienced than her at the time, in great detail, exactly what it felt like to come with a cock inside you, and to feel a man release his semen into you. The other girls laughed and giggled at the absurdity of the description, but I hung on her every word. Words like explosive, carnal, passion. I hung on every word as she told us not only what it felt like, but precisely how to get it. How to take our pleasure from a man. How to make him want to give it. Do you want me to show you, Commander? Tell me you want me to show you. Commander? Commander, come for me. Come for me. I can feel you. You're ready. I'm ready for you to release yourself into me.
Do it, Commander. Do it.
Claim your pleasure from inside of me.
Come for my mistress.
Come for me, Commander. Do it. Tassilia, quickly, bring me the device.
Yes, mistress.
Commander, I must say, I quite enjoyed that. How do you feel? Well, I'll take that as a compliment. I anticipate this to have been a very productive session. We shall see.
Here, Mistress Cesarian.
Yes. Let me just attach the device and... By the goddess! This can't be right. Tassilia, reset the device for me, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
One moment, Commander.
By the goddess! The device is set correctly, ma'am.
Then there must be some fault.
No, Mistress Cesarian. The results are accurate.
They are impossible.
Quite, Mistress. In order for these results to be correct, an entirely new system of measurement would have to be created. But they are clear.
Yes, Commander. It appears you have released enough sexual energy to give you 4.5 billion years worth of access to the vault under current conditions. A team effort. Not this time, Commander. My assistant and I most certainly pleasured you thoroughly, but we had nothing to do with this. This is impossible, and will change the paradigms by which we analyze sexual pleasure. But there will be time enough for that in the coming months. We must move now with some haste. Are you ready to enter the vault now, Commander? Good. Tassilia, fetch the Commander's effects.
Of course, ma'am.
We managed to recover your sword and energy blaster from the wreckage of your ship when we found you. However, your armor is charred beyond use, I'm afraid. I did carry a set of Thracian battle armor with me, though by human male standards I imagined it does lack covering. The weight of it would not be worth it. It may be best that you enter the vault in your current state of dress, or undress, as it were. Of course. You would be hoping for a description of the artifact you have been sent to retrieve. Unfortunately, there is nothing we can give you. All I can say is that you will know when you find it. Tassilia?
Opening the vault now, Mr. Cesarian. Commander? Good luck.
Thank you, Commander. Goddess guide you.